A 20-year-old Marine who grew up here in San Angelo died over the weekend during fighting in Iraq. Sterling Riggs talked with members of his family today.
They knocked on the door. Opened the door. I saw those two Marines in full dress. I knew. And they asked if I was Sharon Westbrook. And I told them no.
Sharon Westbrook says she has had nightmares about that moment since her son left for boot camp in January. Private First Class Jason Poindexter had been in Iraq only a week when he died in fighting Sunday.
He had just got to Iraq. He had only been there a week.
Poindexter grew up in San Angelo and graduated from Lakeview High School just 2 years ago. Westbrook says he signed up for the Marines the day he heard the United States was invading Iraq.
He went to the recruiting office the day that Bush decided that we were going to war, so he signed up.
She says the last time she saw her son Jason was when he was home on leave for 2 weeks during July.
I asked him if he was prepared to go over there. He told me no. He didn't think any of them were really prepared, but he told me that for us not to cry and not to worry, that he was just going over there to do a job, and maybe he'd be home in a few months.
Poindexter is being remembered as a man who was happy-go-lucky, who always had a smile on his face, and who was willing to give his life for his country.
The soldier walks the streets at night so we can sleep peacefully in our bed.
There were a lot of guys that he was in boot camp with that wrote home to their parents about Poindexter. Poindexter was always in trouble, but he kept their morale up. He had this spirit that he just let it roll off his back, and he would tell the guys, hey, it'll be over soon. I'm going to get through it. I'm proud that he was willing to do that. I'm proud of him.
Jason Poindexter was 20 years old.
U.S. military officials say they are now using more air power to battle insurgents in Iraq. That announcement comes after a deadly week for U.S. ground troops in Iraq. Iraqi civilians disagree about the use of more firepower from the air. Today, U.S. pilots bombed a suspected insurgent hiding location in Baghdad. Hospital officials said the bombing destroyed three houses and killed at least 20 people, including some women and children.